Hey, it's Bethany here. If you have been hanging out here for any time at all, you have heard me talk about the Shift Intensive mini course. It's happening again. October 4th is when it all starts. It's $47. It's 7 days to massive change in your life. I want to read you a testimonial I just received from Jenna. She went through Shift in June of this year, and this is what she learned. I learned through Shift that I am a deserving, strong, talented, courageous, brave, especially brave woman. I am a survivor. And in my ongoing transformation, I have shifted my backpack of pain, insecurities, and poor beliefs about myself and my life to something much lighter that no longer directs my life. Instead of trying to defend the negative, I have become receptive to the positive. I am looking for possibilities every day. The backpack of pain has slowly slid off my back, becoming more like a ball and chain that I drag with me. And once in a while, it hits me on the heels and I trip on it. It doesn't dictate where I go. I dictate where I go. Shift has reinforced for me that my backpack is going to be with me unless I cut it loose. And ladies, I am cutting it loose. Nobody gets in your way but you, and it's time to believe in me. So I am doing it. I believe in me. And I'm telling myself a completely new story. My backpack has been cut free. The old ball and chain is gone, and it feels damn good. How is that? Oh my goodness, I have goosebumps reading it. Listen, if you have any area of your life that you want to change, you've got to make the shift happen. You can check out other testimonials and all the details about Shift at the website www.shiftwithb.com. That's the letter B. www.shiftwithb.com. Get after it. $47. It starts October 4th. I'll see you there. Hey, 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 it's Bethany here. Thanks for being here for another episode of Dialed In. You are going to love spending time today with Tyler. He is pretty amazing. And I was going to read you his bio, but you can read it in the show notes and be sure to connect with him after the show. He really focuses a lot on body image, but his journey will touch your heart. And I know you'll be able to relate to it because everyone feels insecure at some point in their lives. I mean, let's be real. Insecurity doesn't end after you get out of your teenage years. It pretty much continues the rest of your life, if you're honest. You may pretend it doesn't, but I know it's there because every client that I work with talks about their feelings of not being enough and their feelings of insecurity. The cool thing is, you don't have to believe everything you think, which is why it's so important to pour into yourself, to read the books, to connect with like-minded people, to take part in things that really push you forward to grow and be the best version of you. So listen to Tyler's story. You're going to love it. Connect with him after, and I'll stop talking and you can get to the episode. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. You just heard all about Tyler and his professional intro, but now you really get to meet him, and we're going to dive in to his story and things that he's overcome and what he's up to today. And so welcome to Dialed In, Tyler.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you. I love that. I want to say you're such a baby. So I'm 45, so I can say that because you're a lot younger than me. And you have figured so much out, things that I didn't figure out until I was in my 30s. And I'm still figuring it out. Come on, let's be real. It's a journey, right?
So, oh, absolutely.
So I'd love for you to share your story with us. You can start wherever you want. There's no rules here. And we'll just see what happens.
All righty. Well, my name is Tyler, and I have a kind of a wild story. I I never considered it to be a wild story because I always just kind of considered it was life and that's just what everybody did. But, you know, I grew up in Texas, and that's currently where I'm back at. And I grew up just kind of always feeling very uncomfortable in my body. And I started to notice really as young as like 5 that I didn't look like the other boys. I didn't, my body was always bigger than the other boys. I was bulkier, heavier, you know, I carried more skin. And, you know, I mean, I grew up the fat kid on the playground. I'll just throw that out there. And it was that kind of label that I carried with me for so long, was this label of just being the fat kid. And it just grew and grew and grew into like a monster. And, you know, in middle school and high school, I was always getting teased for my body. And I was getting told, you know, hey, the girls' locker rooms across the hall, because I have what I call the man boobs. Or just, you know, yeah, they're man boobs. That's exactly what they are. And, you know, in middle school and high school, kids are just vicious. And they'll come up to you and they'll grab them. They'll scoop them, you know, they'll like touch them without, you know, my permission. And it was very like dehumanizing. It was very, it just kind of ate away at my spirit and my soul. And it just always made me feel so uncomfortable in my skin. And so I grew up really hating my body and hating who I was and how I looked. And, you know, I'm 27 now. And so I grew up kind of at the start of social media. And, you know, you grow up seeing all of these beautiful people online and all of these curated images online. And you just, that feeds into it all. And then one day I just kind of decided, I was like, you know what, I don't have to feel bad about my body anymore. I don't have to feel ashamed. And I just made a choice one day that I was going to stop feeling this way. And it doesn't sound that profound, but it's amazing after, you know, 20 plus years of just feeling insecure in your body that one day you just wake up and you decide, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Was there something that happened that made you realize that it's kind of like, well, maybe you're too young for this, but like the Wizard of Oz movie. Like, so Dorothy has the power all along, you know, like you had the power all along.
Well, I think that's actually a great point. We all have the power within us all the time. And it wasn't, I don't think I just woke, it wasn't like that I just woke up one day and was like, okay, I'm enlightened and I understand, you know, my body and the world. It was a lot of like, you know, diving headfirst into the personal development realm and the self-help books and, you know, listening to other speakers talk and share their stories and overcoming their challenges. And, you know, and it was, I think a really a big turning point for me was actually when I came out as gay. Because it was that one moment in my life where I was finally accepting who I was. And I was finally saying, you know what, I'm okay. I love myself. You know, I love this part of me. I'm ready to share it with the world. And so I came out and I really thought it was going to be like a beautiful, you know, parade of like rainbows and unicorns and everything. And I thought, you know, I thought everything was going to get easier. And then it continued to get harder. And I still wasn't accepted in the gay community because of my body type. You know, I was labeled the chub of the group. You know, and in the gay community, you have to understand that it's very vain and there's a lot of different like tribes and there's a lot of different, you know, everything's kind of based off of body type and shape and size and how you look. And so, you know, I went into this thinking, oh, I'm going to be a free spirited. I'm loving myself. This is a huge step for me. And then bam, I was still ostracized because of my body.
It's like the same thing, just different setting.
Different setting, different people. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, I was like, I know I'm beautiful. I knew that I was beautiful. I knew I had listened to enough of those personal development books to know that, but mm-hmm. it was like, why don't I feel this way yet? What can I do to change that? Mm-hmm. And that was really, I think, the turning point of like, instead of, you know, being the victim, I decided, okay, how can I be victorious? How can I stand up and figure this out? Mm-hmm. And that was really the turning point.
I have like 700 questions in my head I want to ask you from this. Okay, I'll just start with one. So you mentioned that you started reading like self-help books. How did you even know that those things existed or were available or that growth was possible or that you could change?
You know, it was actually really, it was an amazing kind of universally aligned moment, I mm-hmm. guess. In 11th grade, I was in an English class and we used to do reading time, you know, during mm-hmm. class where we would read for like 30 minutes or something like that. And I hated reading. And I remember one day my teacher stopped me and she goes, "Can we have a talk?" She goes, "You're not reading during like our designated reading mm-hmm. time." And I said, "Yeah, because I don't like to read." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Well, maybe you haven't found the right types of books." Mm-hmm. And so she turned me on to the whole nonfiction world. And I just kind of fell like magically in love with like nonfiction books versus, yeah. you know, fiction. And it was just like this moment of like, oh, there's other options out there than having to read like Crime and Punishment or The Scarlet Letter or all of right. these other, you know, historically dense,
yes.
you know, fiction books. And so I picked up a memoir by Anthony Rapp, and he's one of the original cast members from Rent. And that was the first like nonfiction memoir book that I read. Hmm. And it had elements of like personal development and overcoming his struggles and things
wow.
like that.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing. So there's so much power when somebody sees you and is willing to have a conversation about what they're seeing, right? Like yeah. that teacher, I mean, she dealt hope for you.
Yeah.
And not even knowing that literally that moment, like that changed the trajectory of your life.
Yeah. And it, you know, there it's beautiful because when I take a step back now, I have to always take step backs and like reflect back on life
yeah.
because we miss those moments when mm-hmm. we're actually in the moment because they don't seem that significant. But when
right.
you look back and you see the whole story arc of your life, you go, mm-hmm. oh, that moment was significant. This moment was significant.
Right.
You know, right now I'm a health coach. I'm a certified life coach. And I work with people now who struggle with body insecurities and loving themselves mm-hmm. and all of that. And that wouldn't have been a thing if I didn't run into somebody who introduced me to coaching. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I started to notice all of these little patterns of like people coming into my life
yeah.
and just kind of tweaking my trajectory.
Yeah.
And it's a really beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I think it's, if you're intentional about it, you can always connect the dots going backwards. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You'd be like, yeah. oh yeah. And that, and that, and that. It's just when you're in the moment, you can't always see the thing that's happening that's so important, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's honestly, that's a great point right there that we as humans, we have to take the time to look back and reflect mm-hmm. back on our lives because mm-hmm. that's how you connect your story. And that's how you connect to the overall like point of why we are here. You know, there's a lot of people who want to be, or, you know, who want more meaning out of life. Well, all you got to do is like look back on your entire life and go, what were those big moments that really mm-hmm. transformed me and changed me?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. If you don't, you know, experience is one thing, but evaluated experience mm-hmm. is a whole different ball game. And
yeah.
you know, it's funny that you say that. I was just thinking this morning, I went live in a private Facebook group I have, and I just talked about really getting real about what you want in life. And I've done my audience, a lot of my audience is women. And so I've done like retreats for women and things. And I've had, you know, 45, 55, 60-year-old women that I send outside for a half hour to write about like what their next year, what they want for their next year. And they come back in tears because they've never slowed down enough to even consider that. And it always surprises me that a lot of people just don't evaluate. They don't evaluate where they've been. They don't evaluate where they want to go. And so when you do that, you just kind of float through life, living life according to what you think society or other people's expectations of you are. And typically you're pretty unhappy, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a beautiful point. There's a lot of unhappy people in the world, and it's because they are living for things that they don't actually want. They're living for things that they're told that they should have, you know? And I realized that was part of my journey, was realizing that, you know, I don't want the six pack abs, and I don't want, you know, this sculpted body that, you know, you could grade cheese on or whatever, you know, whatever right. the term is right. that they use there. But it was just like, what I really wanted was to just be happy and comfortable and confident in my skin.
Yes.
And, you know, when you stop chasing, you know, the things that you don't want, and you actually get real with yourself, and you sit down and you do the journaling and you do the meditations and you do all of these quirky things. That's the thing. People think this is all quirky stuff. Mm-hmm. People think that it's woo-hoo-y, you know, but it's really what makes a fulfilling life. And it really is what gives you the purpose and the power to live the life that you want to live.
Yes. You're singing my song. Okay. So tell me, so walk us through, the things that you started to do. So you read the books, but obviously knowledge and action, right, are very different. So you read the books and you're diving into all this. And what are some things you started doing different?
It started with small things. I started journaling, not every day, just whenever I felt like I needed to write something down. I started doing vision boards, which again was one of those quirky things. And I was like, what? This is stupid. And as you start to do things and as you start to implement these different tips and tricks into things, it became, you know, a part of me. And then when it comes to like my actual body image, because that was the hardest thing to change. That was the hardest thing that, you know, and there's not a ton of books or, you know, there's not a ton of like body positivity books out there on the market. So there wasn't necessarily like, here's a tip for how to, you know, change your body image. Mm-hmm. But I really started with just looking at myself in the mirror. And I would point out, you know, one or two things that I appreciated about my body and about myself. And I made that a daily practice, you know, and now it's kind of turned into, well, I just look at myself in the mirror because I like the way I look. Mm-hmm. And, but it starts with making an effort and actually putting in the time to get to know your body and get to know what it can do for you and what it can't do for you. And just getting in tuned with all of that, because you have to create that alignment in order to understand yourself.
Absolutely. You know, and I think sometimes looking back and thinking about your teen years, there's a lot of things that I faced that were similar, but not. Like I felt awkward in my own skin. I felt oily. I felt weird. Like I was too tall. Like my feet were too big. Like, you know, I'm like 5'10". And when I grew up, they didn't have tall or long length pants. So everything was too short for me. And I tried to be short and I would walk around and tried to hide. And like, here's the thing, but I think people don't understand that everybody feels awkward and weird and oily and too much of this and too little of that. Doesn't matter what you look like, you know, or where you're from or where you live or whatever. But we all have those mountains to overcome.
Exactly. And we all have insecurities around our bodies. And it's one of those things that, you know, here I'm a guy, and there's not a lot of guys out there who talk about their body insecurities. There's not a lot of men out there who are opening up and sharing, you know, I don't feel like I'm masculine enough, or I don't feel like I'm strong enough, or or whatever the characteristics are. And
well, no, that's taboo.
It's very taboo. Right. And it's something, it's dialogue that needs to be happening. It's conversations that we need to be having as a community and as a society. So we can change the society norms. We can change those society perceptions of, hey, not every person has to look like this cover model. Not every person has to be, you know, completely fit and strong and muscular. Like, you know, I have one of the mantras that I carry around with me is everybody has a unique body. And it's just this, this reminder that every single person on the world, in this world, has a unique body. There's not a single person out there who is just like you. And when you realize that, you realize that you have power that other people don't have, and vice versa. And it just melts all of the pressure off that we have to look a certain way or act a certain way, because it's like, no, I am a unique individual, and I get to decide, you know, what that looks like for me.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I saw a TED talk with a scientist that was talking about, I don't even know how they've done this math, and it's not my strong suit anyway, so I wouldn't even begin to try to explain it, but they've come up with that we are like a 1 in 400 trillion chance of existing, like with our unique characteristics, strengths, traits. And then a few weeks after I saw that TED talk, I was reading a book by Bruce Lipton, and he said that scientists have discovered that our cells have these receptors on the outside of them, and they're unique to our energy. So like they only recept to us. And there are stories, and this is probably going to sound a little woo-woo, but that's okay. There are scientific studies that have been done on, there was a little girl that received a heart transplant from another girl that died. And after she came home from the procedure, she started having nightmares, and they couldn't figure out why. And finally they sent her to a psychologist and sat down to dissect this nightmare. And it was the same thing over and over again. And she was being killed and by these two men. And they found out that the girl that had given the heart was murdered, but they never caught the people that did it. And the police came and talked to the girl that had the heart, and they were able to solve their crime. And I know that's an extreme example, but they can show, like they can take like samples of, you know, your blood and cells and take it 100 miles from you, and then show you an emotionally stimulating picture or image, and your cells will react 100 miles away because they're tuned in, you know, to your energy frequency. And why I'm saying this is because I believe, like, we're spiritual beings, like we're bigger than our bodies. And it's unfortunate to go through this life and just to be so consumed and with this physical body that just goes away anyway.
Yeah. That was another major growth that I had, that realization that we are more than just our bodies. We are also our beings. And so, you know, I have, whenever I talk or whenever I put something together, you know, and I'm doing a workshop or something like that for people, it's always like, you know, we have our physical bodies. This is what carries us through our day-to-day life. But inside of us, way down inside of us, there is an inner being. There is an inner, you know, boldness and fierceness that goes way beyond our outside physique. And it's when you tap into that power, when you tap into that understanding, and you're able to kind of let go of the ego mind that is all about the physical body and looking good and being sexy or strong or whatever, and you're able to let go of the ego mind and connect with the inner being, life becomes so much more connected and so much more beautiful. And there's just a level of ease and grace that you experience because you're no longer concerned about, you know, your physique. I mean, I still take care of myself, and actually I'm now 50 pounds lighter than when I was trying to diet and exercise and stress about how my body looked. You know, it just naturally melted off because I got into alignment with who I was and and what was inside of me versus stressing so much about the outside physique. And I was actually doing a Facebook Live yesterday talking about sharing a little bit about my story and having this thought of, you know, when you're chronically dieting and you're chronically trying to change your body, you're trying to fix something. You're trying to fix something about yourself. And when you try to fix something, it means that you're approaching it from a victim mentality of like, I'm broken. But when you change that, when you decide, you know what, I'm not going to fix my body, I'm going to heal my body, I'm going to heal my being, you then get all of your power. You then get all of that personal power, that understanding that I am more than just that physical body. And then you become a victor. You become victorious in conquering life.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I love how you put that. So for people that are listening to this, Tyler, how, well, maybe first of all, before I ask you that, I'll ask you, what does your daily routine look like now? Like, do you have a practice that you do? And
yes, I have a very, well, I'm not going to say very structured. I'm going to say semi-structured because, you know, life comes happens. In the way and life happens and we have to be fluid. That's another thing. Like, if you're too rigid with life, it just throws everything off. But, you know, every morning I get up and I do, I have a power up hour and, or well, I call it a power up hour, but it takes about 2 hours. And it's, power is an acronym that I created to start my mornings off strong. So it's, pen and paper, you know, that's journaling, writing down my daily to-dos, om or meditation, water. I start my day off hydrating by drinking some water. I exercise or move my body somehow, whether it's just taking a walk or doing some stretching or, you know, whatever, just moving my body. And then I read something that inspires me, something that, you know, connects me, something that is going to help my mind grow. And that's like my power up hour or power up morning routine.
I think the having some type of a morning practice is really, really important to be able to set the tone for your day, to stay in the right energy, to stay in the right intention, you know, and just to take care of yourself. Otherwise, I mean, come on, life's coming at all of us, right? And it's easy to be swept away by things that happened.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And like, excuse me, I'm lucky because, you know, I work at home and wow. Oh, choking up here. I'm so excited about the power hour. I work from home and so I'm blessed that like, I don't have a commute anymore. I don't have any of that. And so I have a lot more time in my morning to, you know, set my schedule and do what I want to do. But for those people that have, you know, 9-to-5 jobs and, you know, have commutes, you can incorporate the same kind of things into your morning commute, you know, instead of listening to, you know, talk radio in the morning that's all about negativity, you know, turn on a podcast that's going to, you know, promote higher energies and higher frequencies and vibrations. You know, still write your top 3 things that you would like to accomplish that day. Small little things. You know, I'm an extremist. I go way big, but you know, if you just start small and you build that habit and that consistency, you'll get to the extremist level if you want to get to that level.
Absolutely. I love that. So when you said the top three things that you want to do, so I do that every day. Yeah. So I'm going to read mine just because this can help somebody maybe. So I want to move my body and meditate and show up. So for me, showing up means running my business online, showing up by email, online, Facebook Lives, posting, interacting with my clients, future clients, etc. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be overly complicated. Like if I get those three things done today, I'm winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's my biggest thing is if I move my body every day, I'm winning. That was my thing. And when I started to make that transition from, you know, trying to lose weight and be a heavy dieter and, you know, and I move more towards like the body love, mm-hmm. it became, you know, I just want to move my body today. I don't care how I do it. I just mm-hmm. want to go for a walk or, you know, feel that connection that mind body connection that we have. And that if I achieve that, then I was like, I had a successful day today. Yeah. So you're right. It can be small things that just promote good energy and good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend of mine that we've talked about morning routine for years. And she's like, I'm just not a morning person. And I'm like, well, you are what you say you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, truly, like, you know, I'm you speak it. Okay. And so as you wish. Right. And I'm like, then just try 5 minutes, get up 5 minutes earlier. And so she really wanted to have a better routine when it came to taking care of her body, moving her body. And so she started 5 minutes mm-hmm. and she'd walk around her yard for 5 minutes. And then she increased it to 10 and then 15. And pretty soon it was an hour. Then it was an hour and a half. And then she'd journal after. And over the course, it was less than a year, she lost over 30 pounds.
Yeah. And she's probably kept that off because she's created, and that's the thing, she has created sustainable habits that work for her.
Yes.
Instead of trying to do things that work against you.
Right.
You know, there are so many people when they go to lose weight, and this is why I consider myself an anti-dieter. I consider myself an intuitive eater because dieting does not work. You know, putting yourself on these restrictive diets that cut out all of your favorite foods and I mean, just think about when you restrict your diet, you're also restricting other areas of your life that mm-hmm. you don't even realize it, because how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so, you know, when you go on these restrictive diets, they don't sustain, they're not sustainable because you drive yourself crazy because you don't get anything. You're, mm-hmm. you know, you just get deprivation and sadness mm-hmm. and all of this bad energy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you jump off the diet and consume all the cookies and sweets or bread or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And you gain the weight back. And then it's just this chronic cycle. Mm-hmm. And the way we end that chronic cycle is by taking control of our own lives and getting connected with our own bodies and our beings. And until you do that, unfortunately, you're always going to be on this like diet roller coaster and this unsatisfaction train.
Right.
And it's not a fun place to be.
No, absolutely. So, okay. So if someone's listening and they're like, okay, that sounds great, Tyler. So what does that look like? So what's one step that someone can take to get in alignment with their being?
So if you're talking specifically with food, because that's what I help people do most, is to get into relationship with food. The first thing is dump the diets mm-hmm. and just start practicing like gentle nutrition instead of saying I'm going, that's the number one thing, is to just practice gentle nutrition. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to cut out everything. You don't have to be so scared of the calories or the carbs or the fats. You just have to be mindful mm-hmm. of how nutritious is my food. If I'm, you know, if I'm eating fast food 7 days a week, obviously you're not getting a lot of nutrition from the fast food cheeseburgers and French fries. But if you're eating, you know, homemade stir fry that's, you know, full of vegetables and, you know, ground chicken or beef or you know, tofu, whatever protein you want to add in there, you know, that's going to be a lot more nutritious, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't have to be a complex thing, because we are not pro athletes. We are not, mm-hmm. you know, trying to compete in the Olympics. We're just trying to live happy, healthy lives. Mm-hmm. And we can do that by simply practicing gentle nutrition.
I love that. I've never heard that term, gentle nutrition.
It's one of the 10 principles of mindful eating or intuitive eating. So it really just changes the whole framework of how we approach our relationship mm-hmm. with food.
Is that something that you teach?
I do. Yes. Okay. So my 90-day program that I offer is all about, you know, transforming your alignment with your mind and body. Mm-hmm. And it's switching over, it's ditching the diets, and it's switching over to a more intuitive eating and a more intuitive living kind of mindset. So it's, you know, getting into alignment with the body and the mind.
I love it. So, okay. Well, how can people connect with you?
Yes, they can find me online at, so my website is radicallytransformedcoaching.com. And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at Tyler Transformed. And then on Facebook, I'm also just Radically Transformed Coaching on Facebook.
Excellent. So I'll put all those links in the show notes. Thank you for that, Tyler. Oh yeah. My goodness. I have so enjoyed our conversation. But I definitely don't want to cut it short. Is there anything else that you have on your heart that you need to say or want to say?
No, I'm going to do a selfish plug here. I am running, I don't know when this is actually going to air or when this is going to come out, but if this comes out before October 5th, I am hosting a 21-day mind and body detox. Oh. So it's all about falling into natural alignment with your mind and body. So I'll be hosting that, and it's a great opportunity for anybody who's wanting to just get more connected with their bodies and with their lives to come join me to create some of that natural alignment in your life.
That sounds amazing. Is there a landing page or a link that people can go to for that?
So if they go directly to Radically Transformed Coaching mm-hmm. on the homepage, you just scroll down, you'll see a whole little flyer. And then you can just click on that and it'll take you to the event page.
All right. Perfect. I'll put that in the notes too. That's excellent. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Well, I always like to wrap up the show with some teaching points. So I just pulled some things out that you said, and I have three from what you said. And I'm actually going, if it's okay with you, I'm going to put your power up. The acronym, is that okay if I put that in the show notes?
Yeah, absolutely. I could send you a little graphic too, if you'd like that or something.
That'd be excellent. I love that. Okay. So first of all is have a morning routine, have something that's in harmony with who you are, where you're at, and helps you be in alignment. And I wrote down the morning power up. So P, pen and paper, O, Om, W, water, E, exercise, and R, read. Seriously, that's fabulous. I love it. Number two, remember that you are more powerful than your insecurities. And, you know, you're more powerful than your mind. You don't have to believe everything you think. And you don't have to continue feeling everything you feel. You can stop at any time because you have power over all of it. And then number three, take steps that are in alignment and in harmony with who you are and where you're at. You know, forcing things that are out of harmony with who you are is only going to get you short-term results, if that, right? It's not sustainable. So Tyler, I love your energy. I love what you're doing in the world, how you're showing up, and definitely want to stay connected as you continue to serve people and you have things that you want to share. I'd love to have you back on. Yeah. and just be able to speak into people. I think what you're doing and your vulnerability and sharing your story is a big deal. And we're lucky to have you on this planet. So so glad our paths crossed.
Yes, I really appreciated this and I appreciate you. And, you know, I really am just so excited to be here.
It's been a pleasure. So listeners, be sure to check out the show notes for all of the connection points for Tyler. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Dialed In. Oh, and if you have any Amazon device, you can simply say, Alexa, play the Dialed In podcast. And guess what? We'll come up for you. So until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.